This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello, good everyone, and welcome to the podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and hope everyone's having a great, wonderful day today. And by the way, I don't know if you guys were able to tune in last Wednesday to our monthly Prophetic Live Night event. We had it last Wednesday night, which we try to have it on the third Wednesday of every month around 6 p.m. Central Time, where I either prophesy nonstop for an hour and or I actually do a surprise interview with people. And last Wednesday night, if you guys were on it, hey, please shoot us an email and just to customerservice@identitynetwork.net and say, man, it was good. You know, let us know. We are here to cater to you. We're here to bring you what we believe the word of the Lord wants to say to you in this time of your life. And so we really want to be able to, you know, to help answer problems. We want to be able to help answer questions. Anything you guys have, that's what our ministry is all about, is you discovering your identity and finding yourself. So let us know what you thought about it. We had Dr. Kluani Spake last Wednesday night. We're going to have many, many more in the future. Hopefully one day we might have Doug Addison back on, several other people. So I'm looking forward one day to, once again, continuing the rest of my life surprising you guys on those Wednesdays. And by the way, before we get into today's message, don't forget about Monday mornings. Every single Monday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time, I also do a live where every Monday morning we talk about one of my books. I do a teaching. Who knows what I'll do? I mean, I like to surprise you guys with that as well. And we have many, many, many followers that are just a huge supporter of our ministry and your family. Actually, you're not a subscriber or supporter. You are a family member to our ministry. And we collaborate back and forth, do we not, folks? In our texts and emails, as far as on those lives in the comment section. So be a part of that. We want you to be a part of our family. If you're new to our podcast, we want you to be a part of our family here at Identity Network. So today I want to tell you guys basically about finding your place in life. Finding your place in life. And the reason why, because I was sitting in my office this morning and sort of thinking, okay, what can we talk about today? You know, and I was contemplating on different thoughts, different feelings, different emotions, different things. And all of a sudden, it was like, I begin to remember that so many people recently have been telling me they just feel lost. They just feel lost in life. And even sometimes in our coaching sessions, if I were to ask questions such as, you know, tell me, try to narrow it down, what do you feel lost in? Do you feel lost maybe in your career? You know, do you feel lost in your family? Do you feel lost in just life? And that's the number one thing people tell me, is I just feel lost in life. I can't even put my finger on it. And a lot of us feel that way. You know, sometimes we could feel that way if we've lost a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or a child. Sometimes we can feel as if they completed our world, which they did. They were our foundation pieces, you know, that made us all of our lives. And all of a sudden, it's like they're gone. And sometimes, you know, they can sort of disrupt our groundwork and our foundation. And sometimes we just don't know exactly where to go from there. Sometimes if we lose, let's say, a job that was more than a job, it was a career, it was our lifelong goal, and all of a sudden it's gone. And we're looking, thinking, what do I do now? I mean, I know a lot of people who actually started businesses and have been entrepreneurs all of their life. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, just something happens and their business goes bankrupt, or something just shifts in the economy and they don't know what to do anymore. And so they have to find, let's say, a regular job. And for many of you who don't understand that, sometimes, you know, you might think, oh, well, poor baby, you know, you have to actually find a regular job. But the truth is, you have to remember, it's the same procedure being an entrepreneur as it is someone who's worked a 9-to-5 job. No matter what you do in your life, you get used to that. You get used to it. You get used to either being the head making the executive decisions. You get used to either, checking in patients. You get used to scrubbing floors. You get used to, telling employees what to do. You get used to managing your staff. You know, you get used to being the staff. You get used to being the clerk, you know, at Walmart. You get used to being, you know, a restaurant owner. You get used to being someone that's working at McDonald's. I mean, you see what I'm saying? All these different positions, basically, you get connected to, and all of a sudden it becomes a new paradigm for you. And so when that situation changes, especially when you have a lot of passion and love into it, then it leaves you in limbo. And so a lot of times as business owners, when they have to sort of, let's say, go work another job, when they're used to being owners, it's very hard for them because they're used to doing things that now someone is over them telling them what to do with what they're used to doing, right? And so no matter what you're involved in, it doesn't matter. It's not, you know, in life, it's not about who's big and who's small and who's more important, who's not important. We are all equally important. Every joint supplies. Can't have chief without Indians, right? You can't have the janitors and without the doctors. You can't have, you know, the attorneys without the store clerks. I mean, you have to have everybody. That's just bottom line. Everybody is so needed in our world today. And so knowing that, we have to begin to realize that once that is gone in our lives, or once a family member passes, or once someone divorces us and we weren't expecting it, you know, or let's say we're being forced to move into a new city or a new state, or even a new country with our job. I mean, imagine, sometimes it leaves us in limbo thinking, I don't know where I am anymore. And so I wanted to discuss that today for a couple of minutes about finding your place in life, because I did a series a while back that was actually called Finding Your Place Combo. And what I did was I really brought it to people's attention to be able to, for them to understand exactly what that looks like and what it means when it deals with knowing how to rediscover yourself in society, knowing how to rediscover yourself within, you know, the different areas of your life. Because a lot of times, you know, when something goes, you know, crazy and something has changed, it leaves us in a place where we don't know really what to do, right? And so today we're going to just sort of discuss that, because I want you guys to really be able to find yourself. Find yourself in life. Find yourself in you know, at this place where you're really be able to say, you know what, I know where I am is where I belong. I know that what's happening to me right now is where I need to be. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you guys about. And on the website, on identitynetwork.net, it's actually Finding Your Place Combo. Finding Your Place Combo. So when we deal with finding your place, let's talk about it for a moment. For those of you who are Christians, if you think about it, in the scriptures, we hear scriptures such as Romans 15:7 that says, you are accepted. John 15:16, you are chosen. Galatians 4:7, you are free. John 1:9, you are forgiven. And other scriptures that talk about you're a new person. You're a child of God. You're made in God's image. You belong to Jesus. You're a citizen of heaven. You're protected by God. You are part of something important. 1 Corinthians 12:27. You know, God loves you no matter what. You are rescued. You are precious to God. God has a plan for you. God listens to you. God gives you strength. I'm reading from all these scriptures that I made a keynotes on. You're a part of God's family. You are saved. You are blessed. You are a treasure. You are complete. I could go on and on and on. But these are just some of hundreds of scriptures that help you to find your place spiritually, to where you feel comfortable, confident, to know exactly that, like I said earlier, that you're secure. You know, here's the key thing. And I'm going to say this in a general way because I want you to hear me when I say this. Any general religion, any religion on this planet, right? What causes a person to want to be a part of any religion? What do these people look for? They look for safety, comfort, protection. They look for something that would love them back. They look for something that would make them feel wanted, make them feel needed, something that would make them feel loved, something that would make them feel accepted, right? And what is it we find in Christianity through Christ? Is we find all of that. And He just brings us and draws us more into God understands us, right? You're taken care of. The Holy Spirit lives in you now. You have a guide. You have a, you know, He's your comforter. Directs you. He gives you instructions. So we hear that in Christianity. We hear all of these things I just brought up and many, many more, to where we understand that these things are the reality that Christ wants us to know in our lives, is realizing, you know what, you're not alone. You are loved. You are accepted. And so knowing that, I wrote a book because I wanted people to understand, not only spiritually do you find yourself, not only spiritually do you find yourself complete, answering all those questions in the scriptures, but also pulling out certain scriptures that most people don't read. Understanding from a life coaching, counseling point of view, of to be able to find yourself, to be able, you're able to ground yourself in your new findings. And that's what I did in this combo. Finding Your Place Combo is dealing with, in fact, within the book, it deals with different things such as finding your dream, finding your vision, finding your passion, finding success, finding your tribe, finding in your inspiration, finding your abundance, finding your purpose. You know, I said all that because within this book, this series I wrote, I wanted to be able to bring you to a place of knowing, yeah, I get the fact, I know that. I praise God that all these things in the scriptures let me know, that I'm safe in the spirit, and that rules everything in my life, and it brings total peace to me. But I want to know where I belong in this world. I mean, let's just face reality, folks. You know, does the Bible tell you what state to live in? Does the Bible tell you what clothes to wear? Does the Bible tell you, what kind of house to buy? Does the Bible tell you what kind of job to have? I mean, come on, folks. Let's just face reality. Those are the biggies. You know, when people ask me in life coaching, sessions, and they say things such as, well, do you know prophetically what my wife's going to look like? What my husband's going to look like? I'm like, I'm not a psychic, folks, okay? I don't have a crystal ball. Oh, I see big and tall and, short and pretty. I mean, blonde and brunette, no, God doesn't operate that way. You might say, well, God wants to tell me everything. No, God does not want to tell you everything. Okay? I'll make it plain to you. God does not want to tell you everything because it takes away from faith. It takes away from you trusting God, asking, seeking, knocking. And 9 times out of 10, if someone was to tell you the answer, you would quit seeking, you would quit asking, you would quit discovering. Right? So don't be lazy, folks. Don't be a lazy Christian. And don't rub your hand over a crystal ball to want your answers. That's not what the prophetic move is all about. And so because of that, what I did was within this book is I'm able to talk about the things that we can't really find in scripture. You know, when it deals with your spouse, I brought that up. When it deals with your spouse, think about it. Does the Bible really tell you, I want you to marry a man from Europe? I want you to marry a woman from Brazil. I want you to marry, a tall, pretty blonde from California. I want you to marry a brunette from Nebraska. Let's just face it. No, it doesn't. And the great thing about that is when people ask me that kind of question, I said, I got the best scripture for you. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. So God trusts you to find a good thing. If you don't believe you're good and you can't find a good thing, then you're dishonoring and disrespecting yourself according to scripture. So you need to be able to realize God is trying to honor you by saying, I trust you. You know what the good thing is for you. You know you, so find the good you. And when you find the good you that you are, then find the good woman or the good man for you, and you'll find a good thing. I mean, it's plain and simple. Not that hard. Not that difficult, folks. And so what I did in this series is I brought out things that would help you to navigate through your personality, through your likings in your life, of how to find your purpose, your passion, your dream, your success. And the main number one thing people have a problem with is finding your tribe. Because it's really tough at times nowadays because people come and go. People are shifty. People are shady, right? People are so, judgmental. People are so, I'm going to say it just to be very blunt with you guys, and if it offends you, I'm sorry. People are so Republican. People are so Democrat. People are so loving this pastor. People are so, stern in their beliefs. People are so, this is my ideology. This is what I believe. And I get it. We all are passionate about life, no matter what life is presented to us. But you don't want to pigeonhole yourself into those things and run 90% of the world away. So what I did in the series was I'm helping you to be able to navigate through your life to find you, to where you can be able to find your passion of things, not that you like, but passion about things that would be part of your lifestyle. See, let me be honest with you. Does being Democrat or Republican really bring you joy in your life and help you find success and victory and a wife and a husband and where to live? Not one bit. And do they care about you? Not one bit. Not one bit. One thing I tell people is this. If you think that if you're passionate about Biden or Trump and you think they care about you, they don't. They don't. Neither one of them do, because they're doing what they feel like they're called to do. Right? They don't care about you. All your famous actor and actresses. Oh, if I could just meet this singer. They don't know you. They don't care about you. No offense. It's like football. This is what's so funny. Like football teams are another one. My team. Man, if we could just do this, we could do that. And I was about to say, you do know these people, this team doesn't know who you are, right? You do know they really don't care about you. All they want is your support and your money. That's all they want. They don't know you from Adam. They don't say it's we. It's not we, because they don't know you. Don't lose yourself in something, folks. You can say, hey, I like this team and this is what they're doing, and this is what I wish they would get this. Don't put yourself into a category where you are part of something that don't even know who you are. I mean, come on. It's like going to a big church where they don't know who you, the pastor doesn't know who you are. Wrong answer. I can't be a part of that, right? I need to know. I need to make tribe. I need to find my tribe. I need to know people that know me, right? I don't want to die one day and have a funeral and all of a sudden, you know, the pastor gets up there and he says, well, you know, the truth is in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking, never knew you, didn't even know you went to my church. But hey, she was a nice woman. I heard he was a great guy. His sister told me that he did this, you know. I don't want that said about me. I want somebody to say, man, I spent time with him all the time. We did this. We did that. He had a great personality. She was this and he was that. That's what I want. I want a tribe. Because my tribe speaks of who I am, and it helps reinforce and keep and maintain, well, for lack of a word, sustain me in my goings. Because if I find the right tribe, then that tribe helps protect me, and it helps honor me, and it helps support me in my endeavors of what I know God's called me to do in my life, right? That's what they do. Don't be a part of something or some or a group or a person, folks that don't know who you are. Come on. Oh, I just love this singer. Oh, she's the best ever. Oh, she's amazing. She's amazing. If I could just meet her. And if you ever met her, she'd probably be like, great, wonderful. Bye. Thank you for buying my album. Thank you for giving me money. Bye. You know, I mean, that's the truth. And so don't lose yourself, folks, in the fame and fortune. Don't lose yourself in people that don't know you. Find your tribe. And that's one thing in this series I pulled out, is knowing how to find your tribe. Because let me tell you something, folks. Your tribe literally will protect you. Your tribe will help sustain the person God's called you to be. And your tribe doesn't have to be everybody at your church, nor does it even have to be everybody that your tribe has to include everybody, you know, that goes to your church. It can be people from your work, your family. So, you know, pretty much 9 times out of 10, you don't really need it in your family. You need more friends outside your family, right? And so you need a tribe of that's a hodgepodge of different people that know you, that you know, and they build you up. So I'm going to teach you how to find your tribe. Isn't that great? That's what many of you need. You're looking for that. Finding your tribe. I want to help you to find your purpose in life. The number one thing people tell me, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? I don't care if you're a Christian, if you're a Buddhist, if you're an atheist. I don't care if you're going to Tony Robbins, if you're going to me, if you're going to Oprah, if you're going to Joel Osteen, you know, or Joyce Meyer. It doesn't matter, because you know what? And I say that and say this, that every person from what I just mentioned will go to all these people, including myself, and ask that same question. What is my purpose? So it's not a Christian thing, folks. It's a human thing. Where do I belong? What is my purpose? And those of you that are Christians should understand even more your purpose. We should understand more of our purpose than anything. There's nothing more, well, I don't want to use the word horrible. There's nothing worse in life, I could say. Well, there are a lot of things worse in life. But we could say it this way. There's one thing that is not that good in life, and that is being a Christian and not knowing where you belong. I mean, that's not a good witness and testimony. Let's just face it. Have I been there many times? Sure I have. But you know what? I didn't want to stay there because I don't want to be a bad representation for people. For somebody to come up to me and say, and I tell them, hey, let me tell you about Christ. And they say, what are you doing in your life? Well, I really don't know. I don't know where I belong. I really don't know what kind of job I need to have. I would be like, oh, when you're a Christian, okay, I can see where that's gotten you in your life. You know, he's here just to save my soul. You know, well, can I have a God that actually takes care of me on this planet too? That would really be helpful if I could find that kind of God, you know? And so you want to be able to find your purpose, your mission, knowing your dreams, your aspirations, knowing where you belong, knowing your tribe, knowing your abundance, knowing your abundance. Do many of you even know exactly how much, really, what kind of economic status God is requiring you to live? And I say that because I can tell you the truth. The majority of people I talk to from my own country here in America, beautiful America, will tell me things that are Christian, such as, God gave me a dream, I'm going to be a millionaire. God gave me a dream, I'm going to be a billionaire. You know, God gave me a dream, I'm going to be rich. Well, what does rich look like to you? I don't know. It just means I'm just going to be rich. Okay, guess what? Without a vision, you're already perishing. So, non void, don't see that being God. God called me to be a billionaire. Well, are you even a millionaire yet? Nope. Are you a thousandaire yet? Nope. I'm struggling to pay my light bill. Well, I don't think God's called you to be a millionaire. You know, or a billionaire, excuse me. You see what I'm saying? I mean, because everything's line upon line, precept on precept. It's shifting and going higher and further. And if you're not making, if you're not pressing towards that mark and seeing some results along the path of your life, maybe every other day or weeks or months, if you're not seeing that progression heading you in that direction, you know, sustaining you in the sense of your finances slowly growing, it's going to be utterly impossible for that vision to come to pass. So it might not be a true vision from God, right? And so my point being with that is even finding your abundance. People think it's either going to be nothing. And here's why. I have a great client that I absolutely love. Absolutely love her to pieces. Sweetest lady you'll ever in life meet. And she's like, I just don't want money. I don't care about having money. I don't care about having money. And you know what we talk about in life coaching sessions? Her struggles with finances. I'm sitting there going, hello? Earth to you, can you hear me? You know, well, because you know, you, the thing is, it's either all or none. And when it deals with the financial status in this country, especially for those that are Christians, it's all or none. I don't want any, or I want it all. And there's got to be a middle ground, folks. We live in a country that is so extreme in our politics, extreme in our finances, extreme in everything, and in personalities even. I mean, we've got to begin to find the common ground, the middle road of just realizing, is the middle road actually living normal? Isn't that good enough? Isn't that still empowering? Yes, it is. It's okay to live a normal life and know, but you got to also know what kind of money that you know God wants you to make, on what level, and discover that. And it doesn't have to be the extremity of I don't want any money, or I want to be a multi-billionaire. You know, come on, folks. I mean, you know, that's where I really would question all of the charismatic move to say, is God an extreme God? I mean, because what I keep on hearing is, God wants all, give me all of this. Is God an extreme God, or is God a level-headed God that loves and died and give us his son and has different statuses for different people? And because he says that everything is by step, and he brings it out that every joint supplies, and knowing that joints can be hands and arms and feet, and knowing that sometimes the hands are the ones that grip, arms don't even grip at all. So I don't see God being extreme when I read his scriptures, when I read his word. I don't see that. I didn't see all the children of Israel, every last one of them, going to promised land, being so filthy rich and having so much gold and silver and food. I didn't see that. I didn't see where Mary, the mother of God, was chosen because she's wealthy and she's, you know, or she's completely poor. Guess what? She was a commoner. She was just normal. Joseph was just normal. You didn't see them begging for bread, begging in the streets, and God says, I'm going to take this pauper. You know, I mean, most people God used, a lot of people God used, were just normal, everyday people that just was middle class, for lack of better words. And then there were those who were filthy rich God used, right? So God used people no matter what level they're on and didn't care. And so I'm going to teach you how to begin to find your economic status of what level you're supposed to live on, to where you can shoot for that level. And that level doesn't have to be a lot more, billionaire, millionaire, you know, trillionaire. I mean, you know, that level could be, hey, I'm reaching that goal of making, let's say, 90,000, maybe 200,000. You know, I'm reaching that goal of making 500,000. I'm reaching that goal to make 30,000. You know, that's where I know God has me in one of these, and praise God, I'm working to get to that status, and then be content. The Bible says to be content in all things. It doesn't say, and be ready in season, out of season. It doesn't say once you have all the millions, then be content. So I'm going to teach you how to find yourself. How to find your economic status for you. I'm going to teach you how to find your purpose. So I really want to encourage each one of you today. And by the way, the main theme of this ministry that many of you know is thoughts become things, is attracting in your life. The reason why many of you are struggling and can't attract anything in your life is because attraction can only come from identity, or the lack of. If there's a lack of identity, you're going to attract everything that's broken. Hello. And anything that comes your way, you will attract. Because a person who knows their identity and a person who knows who they are will know exactly what's coming their way. Right? So a person who doesn't know who they are, they're going to accept every, as I say, Tom, Dick, and Harry, they're going to accept everything that comes their way, because think about it, maybe a piece of this could be my identity, maybe a piece of that could, and so a lot of people are just hodgepodge, a lot of people just are have this part of them that is just pieces of everything in creation, and they're so broken and fragmented because they're so confused, and they're like, confusion's of the devil, confusion's of the devil. And I'm like, but did the devil allow you or force you to accept every piece of everybody else around you? I don't think so. What I see is your desperation trying to find yourself adapted to everybody around you, and now you've got all these pieces of everybody's theology, everybody's ideology, and everybody's personality that you have so lost yourself. So guess what? You got to find who you are today. And I want to help you through this series to find who you are, where you belong, what is yours, what is your power, what is your purpose, what is your pursuit, what is your dream, what is your goals, and where is your contentment, and where is your settling of in that resting place of God, without feeling so, oh my gosh, something's not right, something isn't right. I talk to a lot of people who are visionaries, and when something is not progressing, they freak out. Oh my gosh, something's not right. Something's not moving. I'm like, hey, chill, bro. You need to learn to be content, right? And so I want to help you to find and navigate through your existence to find you again. Maybe it's for the first time. Maybe it's again because maybe you lost yourself in the mix of a world that is starving and begging for your money, your affection, your attention. Get on our side. Get on our Republican side. Get on our Democrat side. You know, who are you for? Who are you against? Hate this food. Love this food. Hate this country. Love this country. Right? You know? And it's like, I mean, we live in a polarized world that's just starving for us to be able to give all of ourselves to it. You know? And so I want to help you find you and your amazing self. So go to the website right now, identitynetwork.net, and when you do, put these in the search engine, okay? It's Finding Your Place Combo. Finding Your Place Combo. Four words. Finding Your Place Combo. When you put those four words in our search engine on the website, press the search button, it'll pull it up automatically, and just download those. It actually comes with a workbook, a study guide, and a book. You can download them all, or you can order them if you want to. And as paperbacks, and if I'm in the office, can't always guarantee it, but if I'm in the office, I'll be more than happy to autograph the books for you. Absolutely. So order or download today Finding Your Place Combo. You guys will be glad you did, trust me. Because I'll tell you something, one thing I've realized before I close in life is this, is in life, there is nothing worse, and I can say this as being number one, there is nothing in life any worse than going to your grave and never knowing yourself, never knowing your purpose, never knowing why you were supposed to be here. And you can't sit here and say, well, because he was here to bring God glory. Well, yeah, but God has more plans for you than just bringing him glory with your life, because your life needs to be able to doing something that's reaching towards the goals, that's pressing towards the mark, that's reaching towards the prize, the high call, which are actually the destinies and the wheels and the gifts and everything and your talents on this planet. Those are not made for heaven, folks. Gifts of spirit won't be, we don't need those in heaven. So all this stuff is for this planet. So there's nothing life worse than going to your grave thinking that before you died, did I even accomplish anything? I don't even know if I ever knew that I was even content and knowing that I fulfilled my mission or my purpose. Right? So if Christ says to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant, well done means I know what you did and you did it great. Right? And we want that said about us. So I want to help you to find your life. And here's what I tell people. When you get tired of feeling sick and tired, of feeling like your life is just wasted, then find your life. Find your life by finding your identity. And when you find your identity, you'll find what you're needing to attract into your world. So go to the website right now, identitynetwork.net. Download Finding Your Place Combo. You'll be glad you did. All right. And as we close today, folks, as always, thank you for joining us today. As we close, I want to say this. Remember, thoughts become things. So if you don't like your day, I have great news for you. Change the way you're thinking and your day, the rest of it will change. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.